After all, Joe Biden is 81, and this kind of job is very demanding. I don't know if you've been watching some of the footage and what's been happening, but leading communication and body language expert Dr. Louise Mahler has been watching extremely closely at the recent press conference as well as the debate, and she joins me. Louise, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
So Biden looked okay in the beginning of the race. He was relatively strong. His voice was okay, but since then, it's all been sort of, you know, going downhill, hasn't it? What's your analysis?
Oh, we're seeing an absolute pattern of someone who's clearly been a magnificent person in their life, who, as you just said, the batteries run out. So he starts out really strong, and then the pattern is that he becomes breathy over time, and then he becomes, it goes into hoarseness. And then he starts to whisper, and then when he yells, it's really tight and aggressive. He's struggling to get through. His breathing is high. His eyes set. He leans forward. It's really quite peculiar and sad.
And what about the whole gaffe with, you know, when he was introducing Zelensky and he called him Putin? I mean, you know, that's not an easy mistake. I mean, that is a really concerning mistake.
Yeah, it's gaffe after gaffe after gaffe. And I think that he's been doing it for a long time and it's been covered. And now all of a sudden we're watching every word that he says. And, you know, I think that he's actually capable of doing the job, a lot of which is a ceremonial role, and that he can carry through. But he cannot run for a second term. It's ridiculous. The decline is so obvious. But he's fighting it. And obviously all his life he's had some form of performance anxiety. And that has come through in his stuttering in the past. But now the barrier is lowered, the ceiling is down, and it's kicking in, the stress is kicking in, and he can't fight it.
Another one that happened was when Kamala Harris, he was introducing her. Tell us about that. Did you catch that particular event?
Well, he called her Vice President Trump, didn't he?
Another example.
He also said Kamala Harris is not capable of being the president. He said what? I mean, that just shouldn't be said. And his pattern of speaking is that he speaks and then he seems to turn around and speak to himself. So he starts off, this is right. These are the things that we should be doing. And then he sort of starts talking to himself and saying, doing, I used to do things when I was younger. I had money in the bank and then I think my mother loved me. I don't know. And then he goes, anyway, and then he pulls himself out. And it's embarrassing to watch.
A body language expert and an expert in communications, Dr. Louise Mahler, would you say that with the analysis of what you're seeing with Trump, and you're obviously keeping a close eye on it, I mean, do you think, with Biden, see, I'm doing it now as well, do you think he's going to pull the pin?
Look, he has to pull the pin. I think that having performance anxiety all his life means that he's always been able to have a poor performance and get in there and pull himself back together, and his team's gone, come on, it's just one bad show, and they've pulled him together. And now they're in that pattern of getting behind him and pulling him together, but it's over. It's absolutely over. And he has to stop. It's cruel for us to watch.
And do you feel that he's aware of his own inadequacies? Because that's a question that a lot of people are asking. Does he realise personally that he's not necessarily the material of a president?
No, I don't. I think that he's always had inadequacies of stuttering and struggling, and he's always been able to push through. And it's like, no, come on, don't listen to those inner voices. Keep going. But this time it really is real. He must stop. And he can't hear it. He's in such a pattern of let's keep going. And the man has enormous resilience. And so he'll keep going until, look, he's one trip away from a broken neck. His balance is totally gone. And, you know, it could be that he has a bad back or something. But we associate imbalance in the body with deterioration, mental deterioration. And whether he says he can run the country, the issue is the perception of the viewer is that he's become less competent. And I think the reality is he's become less competent. And no, he's not admitting it to himself.
Very interesting to see how things pan out. We'll no doubt be watching across the next sort of, 3 to 7 days to see if he actually does step down. Mm-hmm. Dr. Louise Marler, thank you for joining me.
Thank you.
It is 12.